right, my name is Anastasia Olivas. It is Monday 9th of 2020, and we are doing this interview in mine and my sister's living room in Peoria, Arizona. Lexi, you can go ahead.
My name is Alexis, and I am Anastasia's sister.
Okay, we're just going to go ahead and get started with a couple of questions. First off, how old are you?
I am 19 years old.
Okay. All right, do you have any pets?
Yes, I have two cats, a boy and a girl.
What are their names?
The boy is Belgium and the girl is Cleo.
Okay. All right, and we're just going to get into some other questions here. So what does your future hold? What are you trying to accomplish in your near and not so near future?
So academically, I'm planning on getting my bachelor's degree in elementary education, and I want to become an elementary teacher. I was hoping to reach my 10-year mark as a teacher and then eventually retire as a social worker. I wanted to end up getting my master's degree in a social worker throughout my career as a teacher.
Okay, that's really awesome to know. Thank you for that. And what lessons has your work life so far taught you in life?
So far, I definitely know what to look for in management. I have worked under some poor management, and it's made me realize that it really makes the difference on how you do your job and whether you like it or not. Even if the job itself sucks, having good management makes it a little bit more bearable.
Okay, perfect. And what are you most proudest of in your life so far?
I think so far I am, you know, I moved out of my home at 18 and I am going to be one of the first people, in my entire family to graduate from college. And I'm pretty excited about that.
Awesome. And let's see here. What is one of your first memories of me?
I remember one time in the old blue house we had down in Alamosa, we had these bicycles, and I was trying to learn how to ride my bike, but I couldn't, so we went around the garden, and we were just naming all the flowers that we can find, because we had just, I don't know, learn some new vocabulary words, and we were just being silly about it. It was a nice summer day.
I have to admit, I don't remember that, but it sounds really nice. All right. Thank you for that. What is your best childhood memory?
Best childhood memory. I guess I would have to say, not so much young childhood, but early teens. I got to have a little get together with all my friends in our basement where we had chips. I put it all together and I thought that it was a blast. And the adults kind of let me and my friends just hang out in the basement, and we made mummies out of toilet paper rolls. And that was just a really fun time.
Awesome. And then let's see. So what I'm going to ask, what lessons have you learned from your relationships? I know that you're currently in a long-term relationship. What have you learned from this relationship? Even previous relationships, just about relationships and life in general.
Well, I've definitely learned that patience and consistency is key. I do know that in my past relationships, I got very impatient with their habits that I didn't like. I just overall became less joyful towards them. And I reflected on that in my current relationship. And now, even though, of course, he still has flaws that I am not a big fan of. I try to think before I say. I try not to make any snarky comments, just any unnecessarily rudeness, because that can really change the attitude of a relationship.
Right. Okay. And then this next question. So who has been the biggest influence on your life and what lessons did they teach you? Now, this can be a bad influence wanting you to be better or a good influence that you've taken note from.
Okay, well, the biggest one then I would say is my mother. I have almost everything I have done in my life, everything I've accomplished, I've done with the mindset of I need to be the exact opposite of her. I need to do everything she never did. And so far I've already accomplished just about half of that. So I just kind of reflect on her life to make mine the opposite.
What lessons have she taught you or not taught you?
Be dependent. Independent. She taught me not to be dependent because she is dependent. I think that's the biggest one. It's just kind of doing your life on your own. It's okay to have help and support, but don't have someone else be your arms and legs for you.
Okay, that's a pretty good lesson to be learned. Now, this question, what have you learned? So it's just a simple question. What have you learned? What have you taken out of your life experiences thus far?
So I guess I would say that nothing's gonna get done if you don't get it done. This goes for anything as small as dishes. You know, you stare at them and, you know, you hope that they go away, but they're not gonna go away until you do it. And then same with work. Getting a promotion is not gonna happen on its own. You have to put in the work, and then you also have to show that you're interested in one.
All right, and then last two questions. Who are you? When you think about yourself, when you describe yourself to yourself or to others, who are you? And who do you want to be?
Well, right now I'd like to think that I am a very motivated, selfless person. I care deeply for those around me, and I try to do everything I can to make them happy, but I do prioritize myself at all times in terms of what's best for me, my mental health, my future goals, and then who I want to be. I guess I want to be someone that everyone around me can rely on, but not someone that they feel like they can use.
All right, last question that kind of goes in with the last one. How do you want to be remembered?
I definitely want to be remembered as selfless. I just feel like I've been surrounded by people who really only do what's best for them. And, you know, we happen to get caught in the crossfire. So I want to be someone that really does live her life to help benefit myself and everyone I care about as well.
Yeah, and I think that the career you're looking to go into, being a teacher and social work, is probably the perfect way to do that. All right, well, that is all the questions I had. Do you have any comments or questions for me?
I do not.
All right, then that concludes our interview. Thank you.